Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batson with my colleagues, Bill Raggio, Foundation for Defensive Democracy, Keeping the Long War Journal, and Seth Frantzman of the Foundation for Defensive Democracy, the author of the new book, The October 7th War, as well as the war correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. Following your reporting, Seth, in these last days, a UNIFIL base, very close to, if not providing camouflage, for a Hezbollah training site. I remember seeing some weeks ago, there's so much going on, I don't remember what date, the entrance to a tunnel near a UNIFIL base as well. Is there any thinking about what UNIFIL and Hezbollah have been up to these many years?
Well, I think it's clear that, you know, basically Hezbollah has festooned all of southern Lebanon, every single place it can, you know, rural areas and villages, with weapons, hideouts, places to fire anti-tank missiles from, you know, every single place. That includes places next to the UNIFIL post. Now, there are, I guess, dozens of these UN posts near the border with Israel and other areas in southern Lebanon, as per the, you know, its function that goes back to the late 70s, and also its improved functions or bolstered functions since UN Resolution 1701 in 2006, which was supposed to get UNIFIL and the Lebanese army to kind of, you know, patrol this area. Obviously, the Lebanese army has completely failed in its task. UNIFIL seems to have done almost nothing. So it just is 10,000 guys sitting around there from different countries. And what Israel found was, I think, within 200 meters or something of this UNIFIL post that is in, I think, in Kfar Kala, which is a Lebanese village very close to the Israeli border, not far from Matula in northern Israel. There's a picture of it from above that shows that Israel found a, you know, a kind of a training center compound that was used by Hezbollah, and it's just down the road on a ridgeline from this UNIFIL post, which just shows that the UNIFIL was not able to fulfill its mandate. UNIFIL would always say, well, we can't go out there and dig this up ourselves. We need the Lebanese army to go with us because it's not an independent force. So, you know, you can see that side of it. But then why didn't the UN guys report on it and make it clear that this was a terrorist center just down the road from one, which they should have obviously known?
Bill, you have a question.
Seth, there's been talk of a sort of a upgraded or a revised version of UN Security Council Resolution 1701 that would, again, try to dismantle Hezbollah's operation south of the Litani River. What is the appetite in Israel, given what it's witnessed over the last year plus, particularly with incidents like what you just described here, a Hezbollah base right next to a UNIFIL base? Is there any appetite for more useless or worthless UN action in southern Lebanon?
Well, I think, you know, Israel has learned from long experience over, you know, I don't know, 70 years or something, that the UN basically never does what it says. So I think that Israel is certainly going to be pessimistic and cynical on this issue. But that being said, Israel would also like to have a ceasefire, because every day Hezbollah is firing 100 rockets over the border, and people were just wounded today in 50 rockets that were targeting Carmiel, a big city in the north. So people are being wounded and killed almost every day or two. I think that Israel would like to wind down the war, but obviously it wants to have achievements. It wants residents to go back to the north, the people that were evacuated. It wants to remove the Hezbollah immediate threat from a few miles of the border, and it wants freedom of action. Now, if the UN wants to pass some sort of updated part of 1701, that's fine. But I think that it's not plausible, in my view, that that will work unless we can just, you know, get even one village where the UN and the Lebanese army will actually deploy and do anything, let alone, I don't know, 80 miles of frontline or something. So it's very difficult. I think there's a saying, you know, trust but verify. And so far, you know, you can't really trust a situation that doesn't work. And it's never been verified that any of it has worked.
Seth, finally, 30 seconds. The election of Donald Trump, Was there a response from Israeli media that's worth noting? Was it pleased? Was it neutral? How did it respond to that news?
I think in general, the sense in Israel is positive. You know, Donald Trump is seen as very, very pro-Israel.
Right.
Everyone remembers the Abraham Accords. They also think that maybe he can bring some sort of peace to this region as opposed to the chaos that has dominated and the disaster of October 7th and the massacre and the hostages. So, you know, there's a sense of hope, but I think also everyone is realistic. You know, it's a very difficult region to live in, and Trump is going to have a lot on his plate domestically and in other places.
Seth Franzman, Bill Raggio.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.